beloved hearts of fire. I bring the abundant life to you through nature, through nature's glory, through the greenery of the verdant fields and forests, the hills, the ponds, the lakes, the rivers that flow. Let them flow through you now as you walk, as an airy being with me across the earth this day, to partake of the cornucopia of God that is your beautiful world, the earth, Gaia, Terra Divine. This is God's abundance provided to humanity with all of the richness, the colorations, and the divine architecture of the spirit, outplayed in a magnificent array of beingness. All of the virtues of God that you desire to model and to manifest in your world are found first within nature. And if you can discover her secrets, both within the world at large and also within the inner world of your heart, there I am with my cornucopia of greater spiritual riches that you will continue to access night and day through your attunement with nature, through your at-one-ment with your source, by being true to your Buddha and Divine Mother Nature, you enter the realms of pure truth and the greenery and the boughs of the mistresses mysterious, who will come in moments of sublime sensitivity to provide exactly that which your soul requires moment by moment for your victorious life. You find within nature so many resources that are free to you to use as the God light within you so directs your spirit. Though mankind as a whole has lost this sense of at-one-ment with God within nature, we lead you now back to the permanency of being that nature models through the outplaying of her seasons, which are her dresses that she changes. See nature as the feminine being that she is. See her as the Divine Mother, manifesting all of her glory, and that glory within you too, as a God-conscious one, always listening to her music, to her cadences, and observant of her sacred dance. Yes, see the Divine Mother and you will always have what you require, for it is accessible within those poignant moments of keen observation and careful listening to the Spirit as it speaks within the birds' music, within the breezes as they pass through the trees, the bushes, and across the fields, grasses. You will hear the Mother speak, even in the storm, for it is her message to awaken to a new life, blessed ones. And when the crackling of the thunder comes, and when the winds howl, you may discern just how light moves through you in those moments of intensity and the growing of the Spirit's power within your solar world of joy and radiance. Oh, how my cornucopia is always here, and yet few access the fruits of the Spirit that I provide, for they are attentive to something less than divine selfhood and God glory. Therefore, I invite you during this message to place your hands cupped before your heart, so that my angel may deliver to you each one a new resource, a new cornucopia of blessings and graces. Yes, we come with specificity for you, O soul, to know from within you your God ideals manifest and objectified now. And this gift is truly a present of presence, and you may cherish it by now drawing it into your heart, where it will abide for the duration of your lifetime, even as you have revered newborn children, newborn animals, and even the newborn plants that arise within your gardens, to one day mature and fructify with their essences and their nourishing food for you. So what I have at my angel's direction placed within you now offered to you for your continuous spiritual nourishment on a daily and weekly and monthly basis. As you breathe in spiritual fire each day upon arising in the morn and communing with the sun, I am there within the golden liquid and emerald light, who the sun is in his radiance, her glory, now within you as a son of God in your own right. Oh, blessed ones, the resources of heaven are always available to you. Utilize them for God good, to serve, to anoint your brethren and sisters, to sanctify and heal those who require you as an intercessor as a mediator of light, as a Christic being, fully self-realized, an adoring of the God flame within all. O gracious hearts, Ludwig von Beethoven truly has captured in the cadences of this pastoral symphony the essence of God as mother within nature. Meditate with the mother's divine and know yourself always as one with us in spirit and in matter, the plane of the mother, the world in which God has seated your identity, your love, your light. Now, rise in your souls to soar above the earth again and feel the impressions of the sylphs' radiant streams as they pulse God consciousness and solar awareness where you are. Feel the fairies' fire and love. Know the undine's undulating currents of deep, reverent feeling, of cherishment and harmony. Feel the fiery salamander's resolve to purify all with the flames of God's eternal beingness, and know the gnomes' joyful playfulness as they hop here and there, as they trudge everywhere to assist the plants in their processes of growth, maturity, and the great harvest that comes when all is ready and set in the banquet feast of light for humanity. Oh, dearest ones, how great is God in this cosmic array of air, water, fire, and earth. How great is God and the four elements that are moving to full and complementary and evolutionary victory within you. Be at peace as you walk the earth, and especially in your gardens, however large or small, to attune to the precious elementals, the nature spirits, and know peace within, progress through love, and the abundant life by knowing the secrets, the mysteries of Mother Earth, of nature's glory, and of all of the divine mothers who love you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Ah, woman.